K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Yesterday, Bellarine Preliminary Final, Model Worry, 15-13-103 over the top of Anglesey, 9-11-65. And the co-coach of the Warriors, Josh Finch, has been good enough to join us. Finchy, you sound like you're recovering in a wind tunnel.
Recovering the ball, making sure we do everything right this week.
Absolutely. Talk to us about yesterday and getting through. It was a challenge early. You led by 14 points at half time, but you seemed like you were able to break them in the third quarter.
Yeah, I felt like in the first quarter we had all kinds of momentum. We probably should have been a few more goals up. We felt like we dominated the first quarter. And there's a couple of swings of momentum in the first half, and then we got challenged early in the third as well. And we managed to respond every time we got challenged, and we fought back hard and got the momentum back on our side, which we felt like in the last quarter we had control of the game.
Yeah, last quarter I think they kicked the first two goals of the last quarter to get back within about 15 points.
Yeah, big Geordie Erskine is clunking a couple and putting on a good display for them up forward, so we had to do a few things up the field to stop their supply. And yeah, we managed to, as I said, every time we got challenged, we felt like we responded really, really good as a group. So that was very pleasing.
Yep. Talk to us about the excitement amongst the group that you're into your second grand final in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, it's a big challenge to get there. And obviously, we've still got four quarters of footy in front of us. We got touched up by Bowen Heads 2 weeks ago, so we need to do plenty of work during the week. I don't think many people, you know, around Geelong or I suppose Bellarine coaches would give us much of a chance, but that's okay. We'll just go in and try to play our best footy.
Yep. You'll have a number of players who'll return from the 2016 side. Will you be better for that experience from that year?
Oh, yes and no. It's hard to say, isn't it? You'd like to think so, but I suppose it's more about the build-up and the hype and the buzz around the club. It's naturally a great feeling and a great thing for our footy club to have both teams in on the day as well. So, naturally, yeah, the people around the club will be very excited. The players, it'll be just business as usual, and we'll drill that into them early in the week.
Yeah, because you've had that experience 2 years ago, and I suppose with the hype and everybody talked about you being in your first grand final, I think it was 22 years in 2016, because you've been there in the last couple of years, I suppose that, Model Warrior in a grand final, that hype's sort of not there, isn't it?
Yeah, from that point of view, yeah. And Barn Edge, they've been the best team in the comp all year. So, with the challenges in front of us, as I said, it's one thing to make it, it's one thing to do well in it. So, the expectation is, everyone thinks Barn Edge will win. So, yeah, we've certainly got plenty of work to be done during the week from a coaching group point of view and drilling that into the players. So, which is fine by us. I don't think, we haven't had much success over the years, and most, I've been at the club seniors for 14 years, and most games of footy we're going as the underdog tag, so that's fine. That's the way we'll go this week about it.
Yep. You see the pressure on them because everybody expects them to win?
Oh, is it pressure? I don't know. I think everyone just expects them to win because they've been the best side all year. They're quality athletes. So, as I said, most other coaches in the comp will be expecting them to win, so we'll see what happens. We've got to be in it to win it, mate, so we'll go in with that mentality and we'll see how we go.
Yep. Talk to us about a couple of better players yesterday, just looking at a couple of names, Grant, Sturzaker, Farrelly, Cody Grant playing one of his better games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was really good for us. So I think that as a collective, we just played better for our game style. He could have thrown a blanket over probably the whole side and put any of the 22 in the best players. So that was very pleasing as well. So, and you need that in finals to win games. So, yeah, Cody was really good. Stuart has been here for us down back. We've got a good list. So, as I said, you could put anyone in that best players.
Well, Finchy, congratulations. Well done. Into a second grand final in 3 years. It's going to be a cracking grand final next Saturday down at Mortimer Oval at Drysdale. And to you, mate, happy Father's Day as well. Hopefully young Lenny spoiled you on Father's Day.
Thanks, Kings. Likewise, mate. Yeah, appreciate having the chat.